welcome to your Daily Dose, international yachting, sailing, and boating news for Wednesday, May 18th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, please do feel free to reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Now for the news. Today is the inaugural International Day for Women in Maritime, a day dedicated to acknowledging and celebrating women across the maritime industry. The theme this year is training, visibility, recognition, supporting a barrier-free working environment. IMO Secretary General Kitak Lim said the observance aims to promote the recruitment, retention, and sustained employment of women in the sector, and support work to address the current gender imbalance. There is still a gender imbalance in maritime, but times are changing as it becomes recognized that diversity in maritime benefits the entire sector, he said. Let's work to break down barriers and ensure that we create a work environment that is enabling, supportive, and inclusive of diverse participation by all without hindrance in the maritime community. One story that got missed last week, what with all the sanctioned and seized yacht talk, concerns another Russian yacht that isn't under any sanctions and is currently docked in Norway. On Thursday, May 12th, the Norwegian vintage 1913 passenger steamship SS Stord impacted the starboard side of Shinkai yacht while she was moored. This 54.9-meter Fedship yacht was just delivered to her owner in December of 2021. Witnesses say the steamboat suddenly advanced at full speed before impact, and speculation is that it was a technical error. Until insurance adjusters have a chance to look over it in more detail, the extent of damage is not known, nor the true cause of the incident. The World Cup of Sailing makes its debut on Thursday, May 19th, as 56 teams vie for best in the world. The Star Sailors League, or SSL, was founded in 2013 as an international regatta circuit with the goal to promote the athletes and sailing in a simple format, has decided to reach for the top and find out just what country can be crowned the best sailing nation in the world. Women are again making strides in the maritime industry, this time on the design side. U.S. company Sea Ray's new SLX 260, a new 25-foot sport boat, was designed by yachting's first all-women's design team. Kristen McGinnis and Carrie Fodor worked alongside Sea Ray engineers and naval architects, with final responsibility of the product resting on them. Fodor stated that as more women are buying boats, the female perspective is an important aspect to include. The community surrounding Capricorn Coast in Australia are up in arms. It started last Wednesday when a multi-million dollar vessel became damaged in rough conditions and started taking on water. The Coast Guard was called in to assist the 27-meter yacht and evacuate the caretaker. Once the caretaker was evacuated with no further lives in danger, the job of the Coast Guard was done, and the vessel was the duty of the owner. Since then, the yacht has sank lower and eventually grounded on the beach, yet to be removed. Now, there is all sorts of debris washing up on shore, such as foam mattresses, plastic bottles, cans, glass, navigational equipment, and even a tender. Maritime Safety Queensland has given the owner until this weekend to remove the vessel, or they will do it for him. British sailor Andrew Bedwell has made headlines this week after building a yacht to make a world record attempt for the smallest sailing vessel to cross the Atlantic. The Big C is hardly big, at just over a meter long, with Bedwell standing at around 6 feet. This journey, which could take around 2 months, will hardly be a comfortable one. Andrew is due to set off in May 2023 from St. John's, Newfoundland, with the final destination being Lizard Point, Cornwall. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Wednesday, May 18th. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard or saw, please do hit the subscribe button. And if you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, please send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. My name is Rhea. I have been your host, and I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 0600 CET, midnight EST. I hope you have an absolutely amazing day.